everyone. It's time for another Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm Laura Molitor, your host of this weekly program and Divine Purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me at beingfreenow.com. I hope you subscribe to this program if you like what you hear, and please share it as well. How often is it that we find ourselves doing something with the purpose of trying to impress someone? We go about some action so that we can get someone to think better of us or to be considered special or capable or successful or whatever. We expend effort and sometimes a good amount of worry into wanting to be sure that some specific person or persons find us impressive, even enviably great and worthy of praise. While the idea of striving to be our best and to share this is a wonderful thing, we might want to watch our motive and think about our expectations. How often has our desire to impress actually fallen flat? That special dinner we slaved over gets barely, if any, a nod of gratitude or praise. The work we did on a project to make sure it looked extra special and more professional than our workmate, nobody noticed. The story we tell where we name drop all the fancy important celebrities we met and know, and people don't respond at all or even roll their eyes. That volunteer work that we do and tell others about and then get one-upped on the giving meter by someone who has been more selfless than us. Because people don't always respond the way we'd like them to. They don't necessarily value what we value, and they may also be capable on some level of seeing that we're maybe trying too hard and it doesn't really feel genuine or honest or necessary. So we can think about this differently. We aren't looking to be considered special because of what we do. Instead, we value who we are, who God made us to be, and what He called us to accomplish, and we joy in expressing that. Our motive is to express and not to impress. We're not set on what another might think so much as on honoring our own best selves and God's own qualities within us. This expressing is honest and complete rather than contingent on a response. Think about how those artists who are the most impressive are usually the ones who didn't seek that at all. They weren't looking to make people think they were special, to toot their own horn, or to try to tick the boxes off that would please people. Instead, they expressed what they just couldn't help expressing. It was truthful. It was full of soul's calling. It was an output of color or song or form that just had to be expressed. Why? Because inspiration, the Spirit, moved them to it. They were compelled by or motivated by God, by a desire to share some special aspect of beauty or wisdom or thoughtfulness or some visionary idea, and not by what they hoped the audience might think, what they thought the people might say. Those honest expressions are powerful, and they do impress us in the sense that they affect us deeply or strongly in mind or feelings, which is a definition of impressing. You are impressive. I promise you that. You're impressive because you're built of God's intention, and He has made you to be the very embodiment of His own nature, to bring His qualities to light in a way only you can. That's unique, and it makes you amazing and worthy of praise. That said, you still may not get it. As you recognize the source of your activity and express without concern for others' response, but from the heart of what feels true to you, maybe challenging a little bit, but not necessarily totally easy. There might be a focused effort involved, but you're doing something coming from what makes you feel most content and satisfied. You may naturally get a great response from your boss, an audience, your friend, your mate, and you just still might not. Your contribution still may go unrecognized or barely recognized. But will it matter? Our confirmation of a job well done is felt within. and our true and important audience, God, will be well pleased, and we will feel the benefits of that. Much of what Jesus did went unacknowledged and unappreciated. He was even tempted in the wilderness, as we often are tempted as well, to give in to the prideful sense of specialness that would talk him into trying to prove how great he was by casting himself off a cliff and showing that he could survive. Was that what God was asking him to do? No, it was the devil. Show me and yourself just how impressive you are. Come on, do it. But Jesus didn't take the bait. He said he'd only listen to God. While he likely had the power to do as the devil asked, the motive wasn't right. It was seeking attention and personal gratification rather than simply expressing God's intention and goodness and life and love in that moment as God was leading him. And think about when Jesus healed 10 lepers. Only 9 stayed around to give thanks. The rest went running off just to relish their freedom, the good that they received. Maybe like those possibly ungrateful people in our lives who didn't lavish praise on us for all the great sacrifices we may have given on their behalf. Now, Jesus wondered where the 9 ungrateful lepers went, but he didn't need their validation and praise. He had done what God had called him to do. He had healed. He had expressed God's intention in that moment, and that was enough. In fact, the healing itself was enough. That was the goal, and it was completed, and God's goodness was seen. That was enough for Jesus. He was witness to that. It can be enough for us as well. No, we're not Jesus, but we each have things we're called to express. Let's trust those things and do them. Impress God by being loyal to his vision for you, his ideas within you. The right judgment that he gave you in accomplishing things, and then feel pleased in yourself because you achieved it. You will receive praise and rewards along the way. You won't be totally unrecognized. God gives us these human assurances as well. He's kind. He knows we need them. But we won't be waiting for those human signs to tell us our worth. We'll know already because we feel good inside. We feel pleased with what we've accomplished. We feel honest in doing it, and we know that God is pleased. That's it for this week. Go forth and express your best without qualification. You will feel the love that really counts. And you know, that'll just make you want to do more. Do more expressing. Let me know if you need to or want to talk anything more about these ideas or need any other guidance in discovering and living your divine purpose or just answering questions about your spiritual journey. I'd love to talk to you. You can reach me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. We can set up a phone call. We can chat by email. Just have a wonderful weekend, and I will see you next week.